have something big, to go all out, to flex for the gram, all that nonsense. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. Today's topic is, as you can see, called Mesh Don't Clash. Because I've been going through it lately, and one thing I've realized is that as the silly season approaches, everyone's tension is just through the roof for no good reason. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Let's get into it. We are currently in a time where everything is just trying to get the most of us before we shut down for December. Everyone's got a Black Friday sale going on, which is next week's episode, hint, hint. Everyone is getting ready for Christmas. Everyone is trying to do the most before December hits. And it's a lot, okay? People are stressing and that's not good. Because while all of this is happening, we should be looking inwards and focusing on ourselves and what we can potentially achieve before December starts. And unfortunately, we can't, which is why I wanted to make last week's episode as early and as important as I did, because we are not focusing on the right thing. Yes, we need to focus on ourselves and what we can do. We need to take time for self-care if that is the bare minimum of things. And yes, we also need to plan for the December holidays and seasons, even if we don't celebrate it, because I know a friend of mine doesn't. It's just not in her thing. And another friend of mine is overseas, so he physically cannot be here to celebrate with his family. So that is a hardship that needs to be overcome, but it will be. And the thing is, even though you aren't celebrating it full out like everyone else is, you still need to plan for this time and what you are going to do. Because yes, you're not gonna have to go buy groceries and get a Christmas tree, but you are gonna need to understand everyone else is and get your own groceries for that same time period. You are still gonna have to navigate overly busy roads, shops, alleyways, wherever you get your stuff. They are all gonna be extremely busy. The best way I found to navigate all this craziness is to come together, bond as a group, make a list, and tackle it in pairs. Yes, tackling it in pairs is very crucial to this point, because once you understand it's your group versus the problem, i.e. hectic life, when it hits, that is when you truly need to band together. That is when you need to get so clear on the goal, it shocks you to your core. Because yes, it seems like a frivolous holiday that we all just celebrate every single year because we all have that time off. But it's more than that. It can be such a fun thing for you to do, even if it's just as a family group or friend group or whatever. Make it a fun time and just try it this year. Forming your little group, writing down what you're gonna do and who is going to do what for that event, and then pairing up, going off and getting things done will be so much fun. And it's also gonna save you time, because when you split off in pairs, especially if you go to a shop, one can stand in the long queue that you know is gonna lead right around the store with a trolley, and the other one can single-handedly go get the items on the list, drop it off at the trolley, and then keep going back and forth. That is generally the best thing to do, because honestly, it's a nightmare having to go to shops. I'm eager to see how deliveries are going to be utilized, because instead of physically standing in a line at a store, you are gonna take the gamble of virtually standing in a line through an app. And as things get taken off shelves, your item cart shrinks. Because if they don't have an alternative for the item you can't get, they're just not gonna give you that item. So is it worth the risk? Seriously, ooh, that's gonna be crazy. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that this time of year and going into it is gonna be hectic. This is when you need to understand your village. They say it takes a village, and now's the time to rely on it, especially if you aren't by the means physically, financially, emotionally, you might just be going through it. Having people behind you can be the best thing you didn't know you needed. I say this from experience, having gone through a lot recently, where I've just been ghosting my friends slightly, I'm sorry, but also expanding and opening up to them more one-on-one. That does make a massive, massive difference. And I know I can call either of my friends at any time and know they'll have my back. And a friend of mine just reached out to me recently. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry, I haven't spoken to you in forever. And she's like, girl, it's fine. When are we gonna catch up? I'm just like, this is the friends you need. These are the people you need. The ones that have your back, even if you don't speak to them every single day. That is what you need. So that is what I wanted to say. Even if you don't have this type of group or things like that, or maybe you just don't have any people you like in your life, I'm sorry. That is sad. I'm not being mean. I'm just genuinely sympathizing with you. I'm sorry. But what you can try and do is maybe just lean into that a little. That can actually get you out of a lot of things you might not want to be invited to because they just think you whatever. So if you are an introvert and you don't like going to things, don't. Use that natural repellent you have. But if it's something that takes a group effort where you can just be like, ugh, okay, I'll put in an extra hour and we can all leave like 3 hours earlier for the day, do it. Be a team sport. Just see what happens. But yeah, to wrap this up, this time of year always reminds me that there's a reason why they call it the silly season. Because everything just goes silly. Everything goes crazy. Everything goes out of whack. And especially the pressure to have something big, to go all out, to flex for the gram, all that nonsense. No, don't. I know myself. I do Podmas because I can pre-record, I can upload, and I can have it out and enjoy my time. And doing something different this year for Podmas is putting a bit of stress and pressure on me, but it's something I'm willing to endure because I'm going to be happier at the end of the day when I'm done with it. I'm going to be proud of what I put out there. And that's what this time is for. Making sure you are able to get to the end of this year and be like, I'm proud I put in that effort. I'm proud I've done this. I'm so proud of myself for doing that. Internal validation is worth a million likes on any social media platform. That I can tell you right now for free. Okay? Because everything's expensive, honestly. I'm done. The song of this week is one that threw me for a loop thinking how long it's been since the song came out, but it is what I need to just put out there, and it's Waka Waka. I don't need to tell you who sings it. I don't need to tell you who features it. I don't even need to say its full name. You know it. Okay, it is the official 2010 FIFA World Cup song. That's it, because this time it's not for Africa, it's for you and your little group. But that's the vibe. That is what you're gonna smash in the car as you sitting in traffic, getting to where you need to get to, okay? That is it. If you have any questions or comments or would like any explanation as to what I've been going through, what Podmas is, or just anything you feel I haven't explained, please let me know in the comments and I will be more than happy to explain, answer, reply in whatever way I do. My link tree is available if you want a different platform to the one you're currently listening on. The Spotify playlist for the song of the week is also linked in my link tree if you want to just listen to the songs there. And as per usual, I'm gonna ask you to keep being a bit being, and I will see you in my next episode. Love you. Bye.